This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
This is the Captain's America Third Watch, coming to you live from Tampa. Call in now and talk to Captain Matt toll-free, 877-969-8600.
I'm your captain.
He's on the air, taking on enemies foreign and domestic, and uniting Americans to the cause of liberty.
We will rally the world to this cause by our efforts, by our courage. We will not tire, we will not falter, and we will not fail.
Good morning, America. Hello, world, and welcome to the Wednesday morning edition of the Captain's America Third Watch. I am your host, retired fire rescue Captain Matt Bruce, with tomorrow's news tonight as we broadcast from my Salem Media Group, Tampa, Florida flagship station, to great radio stations all across America and around the world, too, via the internet and a satellite. Now, a special shout-out goes out to our active-duty military veterans, EMS, firefighters, police, hospital, and ER room workers, our 911 dispatchers, the Customs and Border Patrol, our security officers, the U.S. Coast Guard, and all those helping in the coronavirus effort to keep us free and safe. To everybody working on the Third Watch, thanks for keeping America rolling along, especially our over-the-road truck drivers. And let's not forget about those bulk mail center haulers, the mail haulers out there hauling the mail back and forth. Now, you can also follow us on Facebook, the Captain's America Third Watch. We're also on MeWe. We're on Gab, Parler, and Getter the same way. We're on Twitter at Captain's America. And you can check out our website by going to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com, thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. The live stream is always on there when the show's on. If you can't hear us anywhere else, you can hear us right there. And that's the satellite feed that goes to the bird that puts us out on the radio stations. That's number one. And then after we're off the air live, you'll hear the loop of the latest show playing over and over again. And then we also have our podcast down at the bottom of the page. Click on that and you go right to the podcast. So there you go. It's all there. And by the way, thank you so very much to people that do support us with our podcast. We are ranked number 4. We've been as high as number 1 and number 2 in our category, Conservative News Right. That's what it's called over on Podomatic.com. And we thank everybody that keeps us up there in that high ranking that we have. So there you go. Now, I'm going to start this hour, because I got a short segment here, and then Patrick Hyland will be coming out here in a minute, with what we have found out. You might have heard Denise and I talking about it last hour. What we have found out, the both of us, about Buka and the military unit that is responsible for what happened there with the slaughter of the individuals and what was going on to begin with. Now, the unit is unit number 51460 of the 64th Separate Motorized Rifle Brigade. And this is not their first rodeo with getting caught up in something like this. They were in Syria. They've also been in Afghanistan, same unit. And they've had situations like this turn up before. Now, Denise was talking about when the when the Ukrainians were trying to retrieve the bodies, they were throwing ropes out there to pull the bodies back towards them. And in several cases, they were booby-trapped. The second you moved the body, an explosion went off. And that's to be expected because that's the way they do things. And that made things even worse. But they have this commander, the picture of this commander that I'm looking at right here. And he looks almost like he's Chinese, but he's from Siberia. And, of course, the Orientals over there look very much like they're from China because they're of Eastern origin, if you will. And I'm also looking at a time frame as to where they may have gone to, where they may have gone out of country and where they went to next. It looks like they've gone to Belarus. And you heard Denise say that. And we're getting all kinds of reports from people that watched what was going on. There were people in their basements, people in their houses trying to peek out and see what was going on, hearing gunshots and whatnot, watching what was going on here for over 2 weeks, maybe three in some cases. And it's just unbelievable. And apparently, the men that were under the age of 50, all the males that were under the age of 50, were either carted off somewhere, or they were killed and dumped into those shallow graves, according to the witnesses there. So this has gotten a lot worse than what anybody thought in a shorter period of time. And we're going to keep track of this and keep our eyeballs on it, because this is not good at all. But we know who the unit is, we know what the unit number is, and we know where they're from and how they're involved, which is more than your average bear. Well, how about the $10 billion COVID package that is going to be coming around here? Because on Monday, Senate Democrats and Republicans reached a deal to authorize $10 billion in domestic COVID-19 funding, ending weeks of negotiations. Now, the deal, brokered by Senators Chuck Schumer and Mitt Romney, includes $9.25 billion for vaccines and testing, with at least another $5 billion earmarked for therapeutics like anti-COVID pills. An additional $750 million is provided for research into future variants. Now, the Biden administration had requested $22 billion to prepare for the possibility of another surge like the one Europe's currently facing. Republicans oppose that number, and they've agreed to the $10 billion package because it redirects unspent money from the prior COVID-19 relief package. So there you go. Now you know the rest of the story. Okay, I'll be right back. Our buddy, the Sports Zone quarterback's calling in here. Talk a little bit about the basketball game the other night. And maybe a couple other things. I'll be right back. Don't go anywhere.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7.
You trust your mother, right? She's always taken care of you and always tried to give you good advice when you ask for it. And sometimes even when you don't. Well, even though she might not mention it, Mom very likely has neck, back, and shoulder pains. And she needs relief. So trust this good advice. Give back to Mom this Mother's Day with quality products from Sunny Bay. Like our disposable heat patches. They're back in stock now and target neck and shoulder pain in adults of all ages. Or our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. Mom can heat them in her microwave, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews on Amazon when you search Sunny Bay Heating Wraps. And shop now in time for Mother's Day. There's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find us on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast. From Sunny Bay.
Both my legs were amputated due to an IED. It's when you start to try to get back into, like, an everyday life. I absolutely felt like I lost my purpose. There must be something more. When DAV came into my life, they gave me a new mission. I could still be a productive member of society, could still support a family.
The DAV gave him that sense of structure and purpose again to get his life back together.
Visit DAV.org to learn more about our mission.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. John Hess, 5 out of 5 stars. Awesome.
probably my only review, but at age 40, I was getting bad heart throb and left arm pain, mainly before bed. I even stopped smoking and drinking sodas for a month, and that didn't work. After one day of taking Extendivite, it was gone and hasn't returned in 3 years. I've ordered Extendivite 13 times, so Amazon just said. Juliet Hordick. I've ordered this product before in liquid form. It is fantastic. My whole family's been on it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork. You know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.
It's a hat trick with Patrick. That's right. The host of the Sunday Sports Zone and Medicare coach, Patrick Hyland, is now on 3 days a week, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday in the 5 o'clock hour with Captain Matt Bruce on the Captain's America Third Watch.
And I'll tell you what, if you want a free cup of coffee this morning, about 6:15, I'll be rolling into the Village Inn on 4th Street North, just south of Gandy, and Jeff will be there. He's offered to buy anybody that shows up a cup of coffee. But I'm going to have breakfast with Jeff this morning there at that Village Inn right there on 4th Street, just south of Gandy. So you're welcome to join us. I'll be there till about 7 a.m. And we had some people there the other day, and we're going to do it again today. And every time we go over there for breakfast, we'll let you know. If you want to come join us, you can. We'll buy the coffee. Aha. All right. Joining us right now, the Sports Zone quarterback himself, Patrick Hyland. What's up?
Hey, Captain, good morning, and good morning to America. Some exciting news. Tiger Woods will compete in the 2022 Masters Tournament, which starts tomorrow morning.
That's what he says.
A lot of people are happy about that. He's good for the sport, Captain. I hope he's healed himself up. Hopefully, he can compete and look good. It's one of his favorite courses in the world, so... That's always helpful. When you like a place to play, you can get through it.
Mm-hmm.
He's hit the ball well. It's just a matter of if he can make the walk all day. So that's, you know, 4 days of a heavy walk up there. It's not like certain parts of the country where it's a flat walk.
Yeah.
There's some undulation there. So we'll see. Wish him well. So that's the most exciting top headline. In baseball news, the Tigers acquire outfielder Austin Meadows from the Tampa Bay Rays.
Yeah.
They're kind of putting a team together up there in Michigan, Captain. For all people listening up there in Michigan, there's a lot of Detroit Tiger fans across the country that they'll pull for that. They're trying to be competitive this year, have a winning season. So I hope they can do it. And it's just, you know, I think we all want to see teams play better than 500 baseball, Captain. Be competitive for your city and your state. And people are pretty acceptable of that. It's when these owners don't do that that people get upset and aren't happy with the situation.
Mm-hmm.
Now, in other baseball news, Captain, I'm curious to what the audience thinks about this and what your thoughts are. You know, fantasy sports has become very popular. Investing in sports has become very popular, a.k.a. gambling on them. And people don't, you know, like to lose, but they can handle losing if it's done straight up. Well, there's some accusations that the Yankees were stealing signs, you know, from 2016 to 2019.
Mm-hmm.
And they put a lawsuit together, and Manfred, the commissioner of baseball, sent a letter to the Yankees about the investigation with certain courts looking at it. And some people are saying, we want to see what the letter says. Some big-time sports people on Vegas want to check it out. I mean, what's your thoughts about that, Captain? Should sign stealing be acceptable practice in Major League Baseball or not? Yeah, that's the question of the day.
Well, I'll date myself and I'll go back to high school. We were trying to steal signs in high school.
Yeah.
How about that? In baseball, in football, we tried to steal the other team's sign so we could figure out what was going to happen. And a lot of times it worked, and a lot of times it didn't, but it was fun trying.
Well, there you go. You know, some people say play straight up. Some people say it's part of the game. It's just how you take it. You know, win at all costs. Just win, baby. Using Al Davis's line from the Raiders. So just, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how this is taking up, to say the least.
Mm-hmm.
So I want to know what happened. How about basketball? Mr. LeBron James in the news again.
Well, I'm going to guarantee you we're going to get another quality player here. Yep, sure. Nobody wants to play with him.
No. Well, you know, it's just, you know, if you're one of the best, Michael Jordan, Kobe, Kareem, Larry Bird, you can demand certain things of other players. But then when it's all about you and you just demand certain things, people, especially in today's age, Captain, they don't want to put up with that anymore. They're like, hey, man, I'm a millionaire, too. I come to practice every day. I make the trips, too. You know, you're not the be-all here, friend. And that's what's happening in Major League Sports now. So we shall see.
Well, the I, the me, the my crowd just doesn't work.
Exactly. And what happens is you get turmoil when too many people feel that way inside an organization. And you better lead by example. And you better stay in your lane. You know, Captain, I don't know what your thoughts are on this. Should ball players play ball and not get into social and political situations?
Sure.
Sure.
A
lot of people feel that way.
And if they're going to do it, don't bring it out on the field. We don't care. We don't want to see it. We're there to watch you play baseball or whatever, not to watch you protest somebody.
There you go. See, that's the...
And when they start it, we aren't going to come anymore.
Well, there you go. You know, and they better realize that, all major league sports, that people are getting fed up with nonsense, especially the cost they charge now to watch these games. So it's going to get worse, I think. So you shall see what happens in that realm, Captain. In the race car, Ryan Blaney, you know, congratulations to him. He caught number one in the power rankings. He's really been very competitive and playing very well and racing very well. So very happy for him.
Good.
And his team. And then in hockey, we'll be there in playoffs real soon, Captain. Be curious to see if the Lightning can three-peat or if the Florida Panthers are going to run the show. Boston Bruins are competitive. Montreal Canadiens. There's going to be some teams, I think.
You know, I would love to see the Tampa Bay Lightning do well and get right up into the Stanley Cup and maybe even win the Cup again. But three-peat, who's done that?
Oh, it's very difficult, Captain. You're especially the days here with all the free agency and so many people leaving teams. It's going to be tough for a lot of these records that have occurred in the past to be broken. It's a different game now. Talking about me, my, you know,
mm-hmm.
I am. That's all these guys, you know, are looking at now. The Buccaneers were very fortunate to get so many guys back last year and so many guys back this year to have that. And the Lightning also. There's only a few teams out there that really get some guys. Look, the Cleveland Browns are still trying to rebuild. They're trying to get another kid, Brandon Cooks, good wide receiver from the Texans,
mm-hmm.
who's a favorite of Deshaun Watson. So they're trying to make some moves up there. It's been a very wild, crazy offseason, to say the least, in major sports across the country, Captain.
Yeah.
But makes it fun, exciting, and something to talk about. So there you go. There you have it. You know, if I could, Captain, just let the folks know out there that are listening that I can be of help to them in any insurance needs, just like I've helped you out and other friends of ours. And all the veterans out there, too. There's a lot of benefits out there for veterans that they need to take advantage of. And I can be of assistance in that. I can design any type of insurance program for people out there. Take advantage of my knowledge, 30 years of doing it. Real simple to get in touch with me, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052. Give me a call. We'll talk sports. We'll talk anything you need to know about insurance. If I don't have the answer, I'll find it for you and get back to you. Anybody who knows me, they know that's how I operate. So please, give me a call, Patrick Highland, at 813-966-1052 anytime, Captain. So
okay.
I appreciate being on the show with you all the time. It's Mondays, Wednesdays, and Fridays now. And we have a good time. I hope people enjoy it. That's what it's all about. And you know, they enjoy your show. You've been doing it for a lot of years. It's a lot of fun to catch you and everybody else and enjoy breakfast this morning.
Yep. Gonna be over at Village Inn.
Sounds good.
Yep.
You guys have a good time over there. And one of these mornings, I'll get up early enough and meet you guys over there. That'll be fun.
You're up now.
Yeah, to get there in time, Captain's unrealistic. So anyway, I appreciate that. That was good. So anyway.
All right, I will talk to you soon. Have a good day.
Talk to you, buddy. Have a great day.
Yep, thank you. All right, that's Patrick Highland, the Sports Zone quarterback, and of course he's doubling up as the insurance quarterback too. So hold on here. We're going to be right back with more. Don't go anywhere.
If you're in the Tampa Bay area this morning, join the Captain and me for breakfast at the Village Inn on 4th Street North in St. Pete. That's just south of Gandy Boulevard from 6 to 7 a.m. That's the Village Inn in St. Pete between 6 and 7 a.m. I'll buy your coffee.
Yeah, Jeff is going to buy you coffee, so get there quick. I'll be there about 6:15, but I'll be there. Be right back.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
In an effort to save the lives of the voiceless, the Oklahoma House approved a bill Tuesday that would make performing an abortion a felony, punishable by up to 10 years in prison, except to save the life of the mother. The House voted 70-14 to send the bill to Republican Governor Kevin Stitt, who had previously said he'd sign it into legislation.
Oh, I have no doubt they are very strongly pro-life in my part of the state, and I think that's true in most areas of the state as well.
Oklahoma House of Representatives Republican Jim Olson on Tulsa Channel 2. The Biden administration is looking to extend a pause on federal student loan payments. The moratorium has allowed millions of Americans hit hard by the pandemic to postpone payments. The extension would apply to more than 43 million Americans who owe a combined $1.6 trillion in student debt held by the federal government. The proposed moratorium would run through August. USA Radio News.
Tahibo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll-free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. That's the Captain's America ThirdWatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
You betcha. Thank you very much, Kyle. And by the way, hardly a week goes by when I don't get a call from Sean up at Moss Nissan in Newport Richey asking me to meet one of my listeners that just bought a Nissan, either certified or brand new. Now, it's amazing to me how they get customers from all over the Panhandle, South Georgia, Florida, Tampa Bay, up and down the East Coast, the Upper Midwest, and as far west as Phoenix, Arizona, and you heard me right. Now, Moss Nissan just can't be beat when it comes to pricing customer service. Their stated goal is to be the best that they can be. It all starts with Moss Care, which gives you many miles of carefree motoring, including free oil changes and the tire rotation for the life of your vehicle. You can't beat the selection either at Moss. Over 500 vehicles there, new and pre-owned. All the bells and whistles and colors and accessories that you could possibly think of. By the way, clean trade-ins are commanding a great resale value, so take advantage of upgrade right now. And don't forget, some of these used cars are worth as much as 40% above what the blue book was at the current time. You might have yourself one of those vehicles. Don't know until you have them give you an estimate, a bid, see what it's worth. And by the way, they'll come to you and give you a check, and away you go. But anyway, Moss Nissan is the exclusive home to the You Serve, You Save program, where active duty military, veterans, first responders, and church pastors, too, all get great care taking care of them. Now, Nissan locations are in Crystal River. Also, the flagship store is in Newport Richey at 19 and 54, plus Nissan and Acura on Florida Avenue in Tampa. Now, you can check them out online as Moss Nissan by going to the website, mossnissan.com, and you'll see them right there. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you, because when you tell them the captain sent you and you walk up to Sean, you're going to get yourself a little surprise. Now, don't forget also that I pop in and out of there from time to time because of the other people that are buying the cars up there, and I go up there and shake their hands and say howdy, howdy, and all that stuff. That's Moss Family Automotive, Moss Nissan, Moss Acura, all available. Okay. Did you see the report that said the Hunter Biden grand jury witness was asked to ID the big guy in the Chinese deal? And he did. He did during sworn testimony in the Wilmington, Delaware case, according to the New York Post. This is going to come down to something. What the something is, we don't know. Now, at the very least, they refer people to the Congress for a criminal referral. Then it's up to them as to whether or not they want to send that along to your local district attorney or not, or your state attorney, wherever it may go. So I'm not going to be surprised if we hear that a criminal referral has been issued on, Joe Biden or somebody else. Now, will they go ahead and charge him with Democrats in charge? No. Nope. May not charge anybody else either, including Hunter, who they've got dead to rights. More new evidence just came out in the form of a video. So we'll see how that plays out. It's going to be interesting. By the way, the Ukraine leader, Mr. Zelensky, told the UN Security Council, no more Russian veto. Get rid of the Russian veto. That's an unfair advantage right now during these times. And I agree. Totally agree. He's right. But will they do it? Or are they too afraid to do so? They're probably afraid. Yep. Probably afraid. By the way, the professional teams, baseball teams, getting ready to fire it up on all 19 and a half cylinders, play some baseball. It's going to be interesting to see what kind of a year they have, number one, all the teams in general, because baseball, of course, is a team sport. I think they've had a really good year down here with the Grapefruit League, even though it did start late. People were down here, and they were waiting for the Grapefruit League. They were waiting for the Grapefruit League. I don't think I've seen that in a while. So there you go. Now, JetBlue, the airline, has offered $3.6 billion for Spirit Air, outbidding Frontier, who wanted to buy it. We'll see what happens, because in the next few days, there'll be a decision made with the help, of course, of the feds as to what they're going to say. And I don't see any problem with that. By the way, the United States has okayed the $35 million sale of defense support to Taiwan. Now, the U.S. government has approved the sale of another $95 million worth of supplies, military hardware, to Taiwan. And we'll see what they do with the money. I'm sure they're going to be a little bit more frugal than some of these other folks. We'll see. Also, today is the day when we may get an opportunity to see Tiger Woods start his practice session. I think he's going to play, and I think he's going to play all the games or all the rounds. I noticed he climbed up into the trailer the other day. Of course, he's got some real problems of the compound fracture he had in his leg. That would have stopped anybody else from walking right there. It just would have stopped him, but he's had the best medical treatment that you could have. So that's been something that's really helped him. Now, the 30-year fixed mortgage rates have spiked now past 5%. Not that there's any surprise there. So, there you go. Soon you'll be taking advantage of that, I'm sure. And let's not forget that they're after Clarence Thomas, because Clarence Thomas's wife is the focus of the latest bid to oust the justice. And I don't see the validity in that, because he didn't say anything. And she really didn't say anything out of line either. I've seen the transcript, and I think that they're barking up the wrong tree. But it'll be up to a judge to determine, I'm sure. Now, Donald Trump's net worth has apparently hit $3 billion. This according to a Forbes estimate. And it has risen by over $600 million. So he's doing all right for himself. Which is another reason why Obama, when he pops in like he does, he's doing okay for himself too. Don't let anybody kid you. Now, Biden is apparently going to sign a Postal Service financial relief bill today to help out the post office and see what they can do to hold on to that money that this time of the year they usually have some extra money, and they hold on to that money, and then they go ahead and they release it towards Christmas time. Now, we'll see what happens. Maybe nothing, but I suspect they'll be back on the bandwagon. Okay, Captain America Third Watch goes along. Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback, will be with me when we come back. Don't go anywhere.
Hey, Kevin Jackson here, and you're listening to the Captain's America Third Watch.
If you're like most Americans, you're pretty much in disbelief with what's going on in the world. As we all know, global problems are having local consequences. Too many of them. And if the peanut butter really hits the fan, are you ready? Grocery store supply chains are only as strong as their weakest link. Don't wait for them to break. Now's the time to secure emergency food for everyone in your family. My Patriot Supply is America's largest preparedness company. Our specially packaged and delicious food stays fresh for up to 25 years in storage. It'll be there when you need it. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and pick up several emergency food kits. There are a dozen different sizes that average over 2,000 calories per day. Our food kits will ship quickly and discreetly to your door. Having food storage in your home beats government food lines hands down. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today and prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
The first 10 amendments to our country's Constitution were adopted in 1791. The first of these broadly protects the rights of free speech and free press. Free speech means the free and public expression of opinions without censorship, interference, and restraint by the government. 231 years later, free speech across America is under chronic and insidious attack. GCN is under attack. Your freedom is currently under siege from those who do not want you to know the truth. I'm asking our fellow broadcasters and you to rise up and help us defend our right to continue telling you the truth. Would you like to join us? If so, please consider visiting SaveGCN.com. That's SaveGCN.com. From there, you can learn more about what's happening. You may click follow, share, give, and pray. I'm Vincent Finelli.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
This is Kyle Warren, the professor of politics, and you're tuned in to the fastest-growing overnight radio program in America, The Captain's America. Third Watch with host Captain Matt Bruce. Call us at 1-877-969-8600 or send us a direct message. Go to thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. That's thecaptainsamericathirdwatch.com. Take it away, Captain.
Okie dokie. We are going to take it right away, and let me remind you that this portion of the program is brought to you by Dominic's Blinds and Decor down in Sarasota. They're located at 4540 Clark Road of McIntosh, just across the railroad tracks on the south side of Clark Road. Look for the big old 9-foot-tall red, white, and blue Uncle Sam and the American flag, too. Now, all their blinds, shades, and shutters are made in the U.S. of A. They are a Hunter Douglas dealer, and unlike the big box stores, Dominic's will offer installation, on-site cleaning, parts, and repairs. You can stop by and see Jill and the gang in the store, or give her a call at 941-922-2345 to set up an appointment for service. And remember, all military and first responders get a discount on your purchase at Dominic's Blinds and Decor, 4540 Clark Road in Sarasota. Their phone number again, 941-922-2345. That's 941-922-2345. And don't forget to tell them the captain sent you. Be glad you did. They're good people, and they've been in business a long time, and they know what they're doing. Okay, to the telephone line we go, and we've got Brandon Rimes, the consumer quarterback. And Mr. Consumer Quarterback, how's the world treating you?
Hey, buddy. Things are going great. Thank you so much. Blessed and highly favored.
You know, there's a lot of things that are going on, and everybody is trying to rip people off one way or another. And I'm just so amazed. My phone, I supposedly have got all these calls blocked on my phone, right?
Yep.
Tell that to the phone. I keep getting calls.
Yeah, exactly.
I keep getting calls every day from people that are trying to either sell me something I don't need or tell me something that I'm supposed to know and don't know. Or I got a really good one the other day. well, this is Officer so-and-so and such, and you need to call us back right away because you owe $30,000 to so-and-so and such, and they're going to charge you with blah, 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 and all that stuff. I said, what the hell are you talking about?
Yeah.
Jesus.
Yeah. Consumer advocacy, man. That's what it's all about.
Well, that one I reported, to the cops.
Yeah. Well, good. Yeah. That's, if they cross the line, that's what you do, man. You know, there's a lot of these scams. It comes in the form of emails and text messages and phone calls. And you just got to be diligent. You got to be careful out there. Think of us as resources. That's, you know, reach out to the show, reach out to Captain, reach out to me, and we'd love to help and kind of point you guys in the right direction out there.
Well, if they reach out to me, I immediately send them to you.
Yeah.
That's what you do. You help these people, and I know you do. I've seen what you do. And it's good that you do that because this is something that not enough people are doing anymore. It used to be back in the days of when people cared about each other, which wasn't that long ago, people would shows like yours, you were busy all the time. And now it's, people don't care. They're walking around with blinders on.
Yeah, exactly. And that's a shame. We want to help people. We want to put them in touch with different folks in the area too, throughout the country, by the way. We've got a worldwide network.
Yes, you do.
Williamsville. We've got attorneys, CPAs, financial advisors, tech experts, automobile experts, pretty much any industry that you're looking at. We've got a referral or we're one off from finding somebody to help you. So that's what we did with the Consumer Quarterback Show. We set up shop about 10 years ago, and the idea was to help people understand their buying decisions, help them avoid commission-based advice, scams, things of that nature. So that's the idea behind our show, the Consumer Quarterback Show.
Now, we haven't talked about this before, but I've got some people coming up to me now complaining about repair shops, auto repair shops. They take their car in, they get quoted one price, they start to work on it, they get it tore apart, and they come back and they say, oh, by the way, we can't do it for that price, we have to do it for this price, and what do you want us to do, blah, 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 blah. And it's usually a big-time culture shock. Is that the latest game there?
Yeah, I've seen that happen, too. They get inside and they claim that circumstances changed once they went inside. And, yeah, it's that's frustrating. You know, it's you got to look at reputation. Got to try to do some upfront shopping as well. Go online, check the reviews, make some phone calls. A lot of times, you know, if you're dealing with an automobile shop, you're going to talk to someone who's has a good reputation. You know, that's going to travel through different databases as well. You could maybe even look on, ask around on Facebook. You know, who does good work in certain areas. And a lot of times your friends will know somebody that has a good reputation.
Yeah, because a lot of people are fixing up their older cars because they, quite honestly, can't afford a new car. And even though they know that their car is worth more money, they're keeping what they got and they're driving it for another year or two or whatever, hoping that the inflation rates will drop back down again and then they can get back to some sort of form of normality. And I get that.
Yeah, similar stuff happening in real estate. People are keeping their homes and instead of buying up and trading in or even shopping new. They're saying, hey, we're just going to, you know, maybe do a home renovation. We've got great home renovation contractors that we work with the Consumer Quarterback Show as well. So we can point you in the right direction in those areas.
Let me ask you a question. I heard this the other day. Houseboat sales are up. Are you aware of that?
Yeah. You know, pretty much anything that's a living quarter is up. Tiny homes, you know, are back in demand and popular. Mm-hmm. Yeah, a lot of people are just looking for.
I know a guy that makes those tiny homes down in Bradenton, and he can't make them fast enough.
Yeah, I've been in touch with Glenn. He's a great guy, and we've been talking, and we were trying to get some stuff going in Pasco. Still trying to, but it's tough to find land. That's the challenge right now, is finding the land.
Yeah, well, he got lucky. This gentleman had land down there in Bradenton, Manatee County, and he's able to put these containers, that's what they are. They're containers that they convert into a home.
Yeah, it's awesome. I've spoken with Glenn at length over the last couple months, and thank you for the intro, by the way. He's
sure
a great guy and does a lot with with those contemporary steel and glass, I would like to call them, and workforce housing. Because a lot of the folks that need to be able to afford housing can't.
Yeah, and by the way, there's one of those coming into a. They tore down the home. It was an older home that they had. I think it was a manufactured home. That's why they could do that. And it had a pad, and they brought one of those things in and set it up there, and it looks pretty good.
Yeah, it's very structurally sound, hurricane resistant, and just a very nice contemporary look. Once they're completed, it looks beautiful on the inside.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, well, let me see here. I'm going to have to let you go, so tell everybody how to get a hold of you.
Yeah, hey, I'm Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback Show, and I'm at 813-917-1894. Give me a call if you're considering selling or refinancing anything in the real estate space as well, 813-917-1894. Our website is consumerqb.com.
All right, thanks, Brandon. I look forward to talking to you again.
Likewise, Captain.
All right, care, it's man. Brandon Rimes, the Consumer Quarterback, and you can catch him on my flagship station, let's see, Monday through Thursday. All right, well, you're in tune for a treat here. So here we go, 60 Seconds with Todd in Tampa.
Time now for 60 Seconds with Todd. Take it away, Todd.
Let's get down to business, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, if you're not calling your Democrat senator, your fake Republican, tell them to vote no against this pedophile exonerating Supreme Court justice nominee. You're part of the problem. Okay, if you're not in California saying no, if you're not in New York telling Chuck Schumer, even though you're not calling them and telling Mitch McConnell to get Murkowski and Romney, if you're in Utah and what are you Mormons doing? Well, you're a disgrace to Jesus, okay? Jesus said anyone who hurts these kids, you'd be better off with a millstone around your neck that you've never been born. That's what Jesus said. Jesus wouldn't be voting for her. Jesus walked in the House of the Senate, and the Democrats would boo Jesus. That's how far left they are, okay? It's a disgrace. I hope you're not caving in. I hope you're calling your senator and right now and bombarding, say, listen, if you vote for this unholy piece of garbage, Jackson, we will do everything in our power to make sure you never see the Senate again. You understand me? Now stand up and don't go to Disney World. Sell your stock. It's not Disney World. It's transgender world.
All righty. Thank you very much, Mr. Todd. And Todd will be back again soon, I am sure. I'll be back tonight, and I'll be going to breakfast here in a few minutes, headed over to the Village Inn right there on 4th Street just south of Gandy in St. Pete. Come on by. I'll be there till 7, and Jeff and I are going to be there. Jeff says he'll buy the coffee. I'll see you over there.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.